Douglas, get off the juice.
You sound a little like a drunken monkey.
Hey, hey, anyone in a house addicted to alcohol?
It's horrible.
Time for the drink of the week. Let's bring in the beverage cart that has some stuff in it. What are we making, Susie?
This is a Zambezi mud.
It's got a six-pack of Corona in it.
That's all the cart has.
All right.
Because there are two ingredients.
Two ingredients, Corona and Coca-Cola. All right, so...
So what do we...
This is easy to do when you're at the bar. You're going to just... I'm taking Coronas and I'm passing them out.
Okay, I now have a Corona in front of me.
All right.
And here's one for Raj.
These nice and muy frijo.
Brings to mind the old Tom Waits song title. I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
So...
And there's my... And then... So what you're going to do is you're going to drink the Corona down to the top of the label. See, it's only like two good
down
swigs.
Down to the top of the label. Mm-hmm. The white label here. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Another sip.
Okay.
I did it
in one. Is that bad?
No, that's good. That's actually very good. All right. And then you take your Coke and you open it. And you pour your Coca-Cola into your beer.
This is going to spill everywhere.
How much?
Until you fill it up.
It's mostly foam. Is that what you want?
Mine's coming over.
It's foamy.
Didn't they just...
They just cleaned the carpet.
There goes HR staring at you,
Raj. Oh, it's tonight. HR's... Linda's in here. She says, yeah, it's tonight they're cleaning it.
Oh, good. They haven't cleaned the carpet yet.
No, not yet.
I don't feel bad.
So I poured probably a tablespoon in, and then it turned to foam. Is that what you want?
I catch some Coca-Cola real quick.
Yeah.
I can't even get to it. What? You can put it on Facebook. Look, it's just a foam...
Foamy.
The whole bottleneck is foam.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I got it.
Oh, see, Haas.
Look at the pour technique.
Haas knows how to do it. Yeah. There you go.
There we go.
We'll just pass his all around.
Here, pour a little in my coffee mug.
Does it have the remnants of coffee in it?
No. It had water in it, actually.
Yeah. Slow angle.
That's why I won't spill any of the control board.
Got one? Cup, Raj? I got you. I don't. My cup, I already washed and put away. I'm just going to go for it out of the bottle.
All right, here we go. Drink it.
Hey, I don't mind that.
It's not horrible.
It, yeah. No.
What a surprise. That's not bad. It makes Corona better because I hate Corona.
Yeah. Well,
I think it is a highly overrated beer, and I think it just improved it.
It did.
It added a note of sweetness to it, right?
Yeah. That's interesting.
Which balanced the...
It's really good.
The slight bitter edge to the Corona.
Right.
Kind of evened that out. And
works better than lime.
Yes, much better than lime.
Well, you know, and by the way, if you have to have lime to your beer to make it palatable, it's not a good beer.
Well,
that is dang good.
It's no bueno.
All right, so we've hit upon something here.
Yeah, what's it called again?
Zambezi mud. For what reason, I do not know.
What is Zambezi?
I don't know.
It sounds just African.
Just sitting there, somebody told me this is a drink to do.
All right, it's a little messy. But if you do it right, it works out well.
Well, if you're sitting at the tiki bar, it doesn't matter if you make a mess.
No.
Or the studio. I'm going to swallow.
Susie, drink of the week, swallow. It's a unanimous swallow this week.
Shocking and surprising swallow.
Woo!
I was prepared not to like this, but it worked out well.
So
if you want to try it, go to our social media or HoustonsEagle.com.